December 18th is the United Nations International Migrants Day, which is marked to recognize the efforts, contribution, and rights of migrants worldwide. This year, attention is being focused on the plight of migrant workers. Jean-Philippe Chozzi is the spokesperson for the International Organization for Migration. He talked to Lydia Kane about the problems facing migrant workers in the current economic climate.
Well, since 2008, we've seen increased stigmatization against migrants, mostly due to the economic downturn in many industrialized countries, including here in Europe. We also have seen policies that are restrictive. In other words, countries closing their door to migrants, and political discourse which has been increasingly polarized against migrants. The reality, of course, is vastly different. Migration globally is driven still by demand for services. So in other words, migrants come to European countries because there is a demand for their work and their services, unfortunately mostly in the informal sector of the economy. And you also have other factors that continue to fuel migration, including demographics with aging populations in Europe, most notably in Italy. And then you have, of course, natural disasters and man-made disasters that continue to push global migration. So whilst European policies tend to be very restrictive at the moment, the demand for services continues to exist and continues to fuel migration. And that, of course, makes the current political discourse on migration, which again is increasingly negative, almost a nonsense.
The UN Secretary General, in his message for the day, spoke and said, "I hope that member states will approach human rights as a central issue in migration governments."
What we are seeing increasingly is disrespect for the fundamental rights of migrants. And most of the migrants in Europe, especially those who are undocumented, obviously face regular human rights abuses, whether it's non-payments of wages for jobs that they have performed, to verbal and sometimes physical attacks against those migrants. And again, this is fueled by, or partly by, increased xenophobia, scapegoating of those migrants, and this is fed by the current political discourse. What we need at the moment is recognition of the positive contributions of migrants to society, even to societies that are going through very difficult times during this economic downturn. We also need to have some action in terms of clamping down on those who regularly abuse those migrants' rights. But overall, we have seen in several countries a change in the perceptions, public perceptions of migration, with currently very little understanding and very little appetite for the recognition of migrants' contributions to societies.
So what countries would you say that are really looking in a positive note on this and are saying that migrant workers are good for business?
Well, you have today different perceptions of migration. I think that most countries today are interested in attracting the highly skilled migrants. In other words, the happy few, those who have skills that are very much in need. So in the medical, paramedical sector, IT sector and others, there is today increased competition for industrialized countries to basically attract and retain those highly skilled migrants. But when you're looking at lower down the skills bracket, then obviously those restrictive policies come into force. And again, this is very counterproductive, because if you're looking, for instance, at Italy with an aging population, the need for health care or home care for elderly people, there are probably not enough young Italian people today who are willing to do this type of work. And therefore, there is a need. There is a need for managed labor migration to allow, for instance, young professionals who have, you know, the right skills, the right language skills, maybe to come over to Italy for a shorter period of time to fill the gaps, because, again, there is demand. And migration to Italy, as to many other parts of the world, is still very much demand-driven.
Now, you at the IOM have recently set up, if I'm right, a migration crisis operational framework. Perhaps you could talk to us how that operates and what you're trying to do with that.
But look, the framework is an important step. Why? Because we've seen over and over again that migrants' needs are overlooked during times of crisis. For instance, I was in Lebanon in 2006, in the summer of 2006, during the bombing of Beirut by the Israeli Air Force. And at the time, we evacuated about 13,000, mostly Filipino female domestic workers. These were domestic workers who were desperate to leave the country, who could not be evacuated by their country of origin, and yet their need for protection and evacuation was not met. We saw it also last year during the Libyan crisis, where almost 1 million migrants left Libya. And again, we assisted about 250,000 of those to leave the country and return home. So the needs of migrants and other mobile population, including, for instance, victims of trafficking, stranded migrants, unaccompanied migrants, these needs, these protection needs and assistance needs are usually not taken care of during these emergencies. So the framework is basically here to make sure that migrants do not fall through the cracks, to make sure that their needs are met, and also to make sure that we raise awareness in the international communities to the needs of those migrants in times of disasters, very much in the way that today everyone thinks about the needs of internally displaced people or the needs of refugees or asylum seekers.
Looking at the day itself, how important is it to have a migrant's day?
A migrant's day, I mean, this is a UN day, and it's of course, very useful to draw the attention of the general public, of policymakers, on issues surrounding migrations, to also highlight the positive contribution of migrants to society. But obviously, a day a year is not enough. What we need is day in, day out work to make sure that migration is on the agenda, to make sure that migration is viewed in a balanced and enlightened way, and to make sure that, you know, the xenophobic discourses that you're finding in some parts of the world can be rebutted in a way that migration will be then seen as part and parcel of our world, 21st century world, and as a phenomenon that really cannot be a phenomenon that cannot be ignored and should be taken into consideration, especially if you're looking at also the development of countries of origin. And migrants have a big role to play in terms of the development of their home country, either by investing some of their savings or investing some of their remittances at home, also by transferring their skills, their knowledge, to promote, again, development in the home countries.